We're back again for another episode of The Happy Traveler, and I am super pumped about today's episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you for continuing to download our podcast and to listen to it. The Happy Traveler has been an incredible information platform for all travel healthcare professionals, and today is no different. So we have been very honored to have incredible nurses. We've had incredible agency representatives, and today we have Julia Kuhn, who is a speech-language pathologist, and right now she's in Hawaii, so I am so jealous of her life, but she's incredible. We're so excited because we're launching our Allied through Wanderly, and we're just really honored to have you. I always forget to say this in the beginning, but I'm your host. I'm Nurse Kelly. I'm the chief nurse advocate for Wanderly, and I'm the host of The Happy Traveler. Julia, thank you so much for being on. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Well, thank you for having me, Kelly. Sure, I'll introduce myself. My name is Julia Kuhn. I'm a speech-language pathologist, and I specialize in adult neurogenic rehab. I work currently in an acute care hospital in Honolulu. I've worked in inpatient rehab, have done level one trauma centers, brain injuries. I worked across the spectrum of adult neurogenic care with speech-language pathology. And then in 2010, I began my travel career, where I started traveling as an SLP across the country. A couple years later, I wanted to connect with other allied travelers. I saw these big communities growing for nurses and felt a little left out because nobody could really answer my questions. And since there wasn't anything, I started an online community on Facebook for traveling therapists. And that's now grown to like over 7,000 people, maybe 7,500 people. So it's really cool, and that's allowed me to kind of launch some different platforms. So I now have a blog that I own and manage called The Traveling Traveler, which is my resources that I put out there to help the travel therapist community, the travel nurse community, and it focuses more on how to travel as a lifestyle for also taking time off to travel. So The Traveling Traveler means like, you travel for work, but you also use that lifestyle to travel for fun. And maybe you take time off during the year or travel to international places. And that's the sort of stuff that I write about and blog about. And today I'm excited because we're going to talk about TravCon, which has also been an important part to me in growing my blog because I feel like I gained a lot of information by going there. So that's me. Thank you for having me.
Oh, gosh, my pleasure. Well, I think it is just so interesting, and I'm so glad that you started all of your different platforms and that you've been able to be that resource for so many allied travelers because it's super important. And I'm just so glad that they have all these different portals and channels now to go to be able to want to continue to travel and find out the necessary information to be able to do so. But you hit the nail on the head. We are talking all things TravCon today, and I'm super excited about that because Wanderly is attending TravCon, and we're excited to see you there. But what has been your experience with TravCon so far, and what do you hope to get out of this year's conference specifically?
Well, this will be my fourth TravCon, so I'm like super excited. My experience has been all over the place. The first time I went, I'm now looking back, I feel like I didn't know anything, and I just kind of soaked in so much like a sponge about how things work. This was before I ever had a blog, so it was before I was writing, and I feel like I really learned a lot there. And then over the years, it's just come to be like a big family reunion for me, which is kind of what it is this year. So, you know, you travel the country, you meet different people at different places, and years go by so quickly. You're like, when am I ever going to see you again? Well, I'll see you at TravCon. Vegas is kind of in the middle of the country, easy to get to, so it's like this big meeting place where I get to meet my friends. And then it's cool now because like people also get to meet me who, you know, maybe they just see me on Instagram or behind, you know, as a Facebook photo, but they get to meet me and I get to meet all these people who I, you know, like in real life, it's like, oh, I'm talking to you, but now I actually get to see your face and it's really cool.
Yeah, that's really great. I was just thinking too, Vegas isn't so boring, right? Also?
No, it's a lot of fun, and there's something for everybody. It's not just gambling. I'm hosting a hike there this year, so there's like literally something for everyone to do in Vegas.
Yeah, that's great. It's such a melting pot, too. I know every time I visit, there's always the casino, there's the shows, the food is really great. I think it's an awesome location. And then just, you know, who doesn't want to go and visit Vegas? When you head there this year, what do you hope for other allied healthcare travel professionals? Maybe someone that's new, maybe not, but what do you hope that other allied professionals get out of this year's TravCon?
Well, first and foremost, I hope they get the education, like, you know, actually go to the classes, the seminars, and learn from the professionals speaking. And then after that, just to meet other travelers and get inspired and make friendships and think like, well, you know, this person's traveling and they're doing the same thing I want to do, and I can connect with them and maybe have a mentor or a friend on the road. I want them to make connections with other people.
Yeah, that's super important, especially in this industry, because we're always traveling and we're sometimes going to those certain specific places by ourselves. And so as much community as we can have and feel around us, I think is really, really important. I don't know. Okay, so I'm excited to talk about kind of Wanderly's plan for TravCon, because a lot of times, you know, I love to hear everything else about what other people are doing, but I'm excited to talk to you today about what Wanderly's plan is. And if you have any suggestions or insight, or you think it's awesome, we want to hear it, because I know that you're big into TravCon. But so far we have a bunch of stuff that we're excited to do. We have a raffle. We're really excited about that. We're going to be, we're a technology marketplace platform, so we're not an agency. So we have a bunch of activities to incorporate agencies and to have our travel healthcare professionals see all of our agencies and get to know the other ones that will be attending as well. We're excited about that. And then, of course, I don't know, Julia, if you have heard of Wanda, but Wanda the Wanderly Pineapple will definitely be making an appearance at TravCon.
That's awesome. I had to get a picture with her.
Yeah, she's so funny and she's so friendly, but I'm super excited for everybody to see her. She's just so funny. It's going to be really fun. And I think, you know, she just adds kind of a special element to TravCon, but I'm excited for that. We kind of talked about it, but what advice do you have for a first-time TravCon attender?
Oh, I have a lot of advice. My first piece is the biggest thing that I messed up my first year, and that is, so the conference is Monday and Tuesday. Do not leave before like noon on Wednesday, because Tuesday night there is an epic after-party bash. And it's at Drace Nightclub, and TravCon rents out the whole thing. It's open bar, VIP, top of the strip. Like, literally, like, you can't pay to go to a party this cool. Like, so don't leave the convention early. I made that mistake the first year. I just left, like, midday Tuesday.
So that definitely sounds like so much fun. That sounds awesome.
It's awesome. It's so much fun. So don't plan to leave before like Wednesday early afternoon. and then also like just like that, you know, try to arrive early. There are a ton of events leading up to the conference. People get there up to a week early, especially the nurses who can block schedule. So if you arrive to Vegas maybe Friday or Saturday, there'll definitely be a lot of things going on, even as early as like Wednesday or Thursday. People are out doing like kayaking trips, day trips to the Grand Canyon. Like, there's a lot going on. And then to find out about that stuff, there's a place on the TravCon website for social event planning that has everything listed, or they have some Facebook groups too that have all the events. Yeah.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah. So arrive early and don't plan to leave before Wednesday. And then also, just come with like an open mind and, you know, be open to connecting and meeting people. And if you're driving in, I'd suggest bringing a lot of water, because it's like really easy to get dehydrated and the tap water in Vegas is kind of bad. I realized this last year, if you're flying in and you're taking a cab to the hotel, for like $5, you can have the cabbie stop at like a 7-Eleven or gas station and buy water by the gallon. And I got 3 gallons of water last year, and it probably saved me like $50 and like a lot of stress, because I was just constantly drinking water and being hydrated. So
That is so smart. Holy cow. That's so smart.
Because you're like, literally, you're not really sleeping much. Like, there's a lot of like free alcohol offered, which, you know, like, definitely do that in moderation too, because it's a lot. It's a full day event.
Wow. Yeah, that is really special and super cool. I'm so glad you gave that insight because I didn't know half of that. Now I'm like, okay, great. I can pass this on. Like, this is fantastic. What are some of the tips and tricks that you have for everybody that might be attending to get everything that they could possibly want for the travel side of things out of the conference? Like, do you have a special way you do the exhibits or you do the breakout sessions? What do you recommend for those?
I would recommend looking at the schedule of events now. Like, it's already posted. And plan in advance what you want to do. Don't just get there then think like, oh, like, you know, what's next? Try to kind of highlight everything in advance and, you know, determine like what sessions you want to go to. And then once you know what sessions or breakout sessions you want to go to, plan the exhibit hall around that, because the exhibit hall is just a big open space and it's like a trap. Like, you can just get like maze trapped in there and never come out. But if you like actually set a time that you're like, I have to leave by 11 o'clock, then you push yourself to get in and out. So don't spend half a day in the exhibit hall. That's easy to do. Try to give it like an hour or two.
Sure. That makes total sense. Well, I was going to say too, Julie, I hope you want to stop by and come say hi to everybody at Wanderly, because we have some incredible giveaways and a huge grand prize this year that I really want you to try to win.
Oh, that would be awesome. Of course.
Yeah, it's really incredible. So anyone is welcome to try to win in those raffles. But yeah, they're really incredible. I'm on the committee that's been planning that. So it's something to take advantage of. But okay, well, that's so great. So I wanted to touch base with you, because like I said, you're our first huge allied influencer that we've been able to snag a few minutes of your time to be on the Happy Traveler. And I'm so grateful for that, because we at Wanderly just did our allied health release launch. And I'm so excited about that, because I don't know how much you know about Wanderly, but we're, like I said, we're a technology marketplace platform. So we have one universal application that we can take from for any job that anyone wants to be submitted for and send it to your recruiter. And it has your skills checklist, your CPR certifications, your license, your whole application that's universal. And we have that so that people don't have to continuously upload all of their documentation and certs. We have pay packages that you can compare. So you can see all the different agencies and the jobs that you want, and you can compare different pay packages to really individualize it for yourself. It's just a fantastic platform, I think, to be a nice liaison between agencies and actually applying for the position and the allied travel healthcare professionals and our nurses as well. So I get super excited, but our allied has launched. So we now have allied jobs. We have agencies importing allied jobs for anyone to come and search through and apply for with this universal app. So I'm super excited that you're our first one to jump on the Happy Traveler right during the middle of our release. So thank you again for doing that.
Oh, you're welcome. I saw the allied jobs are added. I was excited. I've been waiting for it since last TravCon, actually.
Really? That's so good to hear. That's great feedback. And I'm excited about it too. And it does take some time, you know, to get everything going. It's our first launch and we're adding them as quickly as we can. And we're excited for it to continue to grow the way it has been into a ton of options for allied healthcare travelers. And so far, so good. And we're just really looking forward to the future. Speaking of the future, Julia, what's next for you?
Oh my gosh, I have no idea. And I'm not ashamed to say that. I think that's kind of traveler mindset where you're just like, I don't know what's next, but I'll go with it. So right now I'm in Hawaii. I'm working a lot on growing my own brand and blog. And I have some events coming up that I'm hosting, obviously at TravCon and in California. And I'm probably going to look to doing a travel assignment back in California, maybe within the next couple months, because I really love it there. And I want to get back to the coast and some hiking there. So that's what I'm checking out.
I can't blame you. I'm in Los Angeles today and it's incredible. So come on back. We can't wait for you to get here.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Do you have anything else that you want to add for our audience? We'd love to hear about where they can find you, your handles, your blog, just everything once more so people can really follow you. You're such an incredible resource for them, and we want to send them your way.
Well, thank you. My blog is thetravelingtraveler.com, and that's all like one L, no like double L in traveling. Then my Facebook is at the Traveling Traveler SLP. But you can just kind of search for my page there. My Instagram is the Traveling Traveler. and my Facebook group, which is just for therapists. We don't have an agency, is Travel Therapy Therapists.
Awesome. Well, there you have it, everybody. Julia Kuhn, thank you so much for hopping on the Happy Traveler with us. This has been my pleasure to have you on. So much great information to be able to give to everybody about TravCon and everything that you offer for our allied healthcare travelers and for the rest of them in the country. I'm so excited for them to go and find you. And tell us what you guys think. Let us know. We want to continue this conversation in this awesome travel industry community. So please let us know. But that is the conclusion of this episode of The Happy Traveler with Julia Kuhn. I'm your host, Nurse Kelly, the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly. And we will see you next week with an all new, brand new, exciting episode. So thank you guys so much for listening and have an awesome rest of your week. Thank you.